Support for KPLU comes from Seed Intellectual Property Law Group, where business, science, technology, and law work in concert to protect people's ideas. Serving clients in Seattle and around the world for over 46 years. Info at seedip.com.
A young man with long, dark hair sits in the middle of the stage floor at the Rainier Valley Cultural Center. Most days, 17-year-old Dylan Elwood is a hard-working, smart-alecky high school senior. Right now, he's not himself. He's Chief Leshai, who led the Nisqually tribe until he was put on trial for killing a white soldier in the mid-1800s.
We're at war, the Indians and the United States. And in war, there are deaths. Shall we line up each of the assembled regiments of the U.S. Army and charge each of them in turn? No. The jury of men here will see that. I am sure of it.
Unfortunately, that's not what happened. Leshai was hanged to death and labeled a war criminal in history books. That's until 2004, when a historical court unanimously ruled it was wrong to try him for murdering an enemy soldier during wartime.
I feel like the Chief Leshai story sort of parallels the John T. Williams story a lot, because they both, in essence, were murdered for no reason. And it sort of gives hope that maybe someday, probably not soon, but sometime in the future, the John T. Williams, we could feel some kind of closure with it.
That's exactly what adults behind the theater group Red Eagle Soaring want the young actors to walk away with. It just wasn't their original intent. They had wanted to do a play about basketball until the kids couldn't get their heads in the game. Fern Renville is the nonprofit's executive director.
One of the things that people in general don't understand is that the shooting of Mr. Williams does happen in a context of a lot of genocide having gone down. And that shooting of Mr. Williams cannot be removed from that context for Native folks. It pushes a big button for us.
She says that's why it was too early to do a play specifically about Williams. Instead, they decided on the theme of justice, or what appears to be a lack of it. When the children enter the stage, their heads are down, hands clasped. Black signs stenciled with prison numbers hang from their necks.
My looks become my own prison. My hair turns me into a number. My skin becomes the wall that prevents my escape. There's nowhere to run. Their judgment.
As the story unfolds, so does the breadth of the struggle for justice. It's part of the past and the present, experienced by kids with strong Native features and those of mixed heritage. And it extends far beyond Seattle to other cities and states. Travis Charles lives on the Muckleshoot Reservation near Auburn. He shares his frustrations with getting stopped by police every night as he skateboards. Same time, same officers, same hassle. Jitoa Suyama plays the policeman.
All right, I'm going to let you go now. But I'm going to make sure to stop you each time, to make sure that you haven't started to do bad things, to make sure to remind you that I am to be feared, and if you do anything to break the law, I'll be the one that's looking for you.
Everyone involved with the play says they're tired of the whole cops versus Native showdown. They want the situation to get better, and they know they have a role in that. So instead of just venting, they express how they'd like things to be.
At least just once, it'd be nice to hear, "Hey, you! Oh, it's just Travis. Never mind. Go about your business."
Oh, hey, Travis. Didn't recognize ya. How's those skateboarding skills coming along?
Not too bad. Yesterday I got it for 25 miles per hour.
Yikes, you still remember to wear a helmet, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, I won't want to hold you up any longer. Oh, and tell your folks I said hey.
Will do, Officer Fitzpatrick.
No one really expects police relations or the Williams story to come to a neat and tidy ending like this play. They do say putting recent events in context helps, though, and could do the same for the audience.
I hope they feel, well, to Natives especially, that they know their rights, just like something to remember back to, like if you want to feel safe.
Surprisingly, it makes me feel glad to be a Native. I mean, because all these things that we've been through, it's letting people, like the general public, to see how it is. It's not like just watching the news. It's getting firsthand experience.
The play just makes me realize I'm not the only person, I guess, that there's certain people that have the same thing going on or something similar, so I'm not by myself, I guess, in a way.
To show their solidarity, they stand together at the close of the play and proudly state their identities as urban Indians.
Lakota Japanese Black.
Inupiaq German and English.
Turtle Mountain Chippewa Irish.
Haida Tlingit Zuni Aleut.
This is the first time one young actor speaks. He's been silently walking around the theater, ghost-like, carving a small piece of wood. He walks up to the others, closes his eyes, and joins them in a traditional song. Charlotte Bear, KPLU News.